All right, good morning, everyone. So to introduce myself, my name is Yvonne Mai. Currently, I'm the Assistant Professor of Pharmacy Practice at Thomas J. Long School of Pharmacy and Health Sciences in Stockton, California. I hope everyone had a great Halloween weekend, and the title of today's presentation is Frequency and Severity of Medication-Related Problems Identified in Community-Dwelling Medicare Beneficiaries, Three-Year Analysis of Mobile Clinic Data. I have no personal financial relationships with commercial interests to disclose. So before I delve into my research, I want to give a brief background. So currently in the United States, there are 55 million Americans who are enrolled in Medicare, and approximately 85% are 65 years of age or older. In the Medicare population, they often have complex medication regimens and an array of medical conditions that put them at risk for medication-related problems, or MRPs. In the United States, MRPs account for approximately $250 billion in direct healthcare costs, and a large proportion of this cost come from hospitalizations or emergency room visits. Medication therapy management, also known as MTM, has been proven to be an effective process to optimize drug regimens and reduce the number of MRPs in this population. Pharmacists in particular are the most frequent providers of MTM services. Although MTM has been proven to be effective, not all beneficiaries qualify. Beneficiaries must meet certain eligibility criteria, and qualifying beneficiaries have to have either all three of these criteria listed here. They must have multiple chronic conditions, chronic disease conditions, take multiple Part D drugs, and are likely to incur a Part D drug cost of at least $3,138. This has led our research group to develop our three objectives for this project. The first being to examine the frequency of medication-related problems in this population. The second is to analyze prescriber response to pharmacist recommendations. And the third is to identify significant predictors of severe MRPs. So our data was collected throughout a series of mobile Medicare clinic events held in Northern and Central California. Over the course of the 3 years, 39 events were held in 10 different cities, as depicted here on the map. Medicare mobile clinics are essentially a part of a health outreach program hosted by University of the Pacific School of Pharmacy. And during these outreach events, trained student pharmacists are deployed to these sites to offer health screenings as well as other core health interventions, including MTM, at no cost to the beneficiary. This diagram illustrates the progress, the procedure we followed for each encounter. Before each intervention, clinical and demographic data were collected through a structured patient interview, and the intervention was conducted in the patient's preferred language. In addition, the student pair would begin with the MTM service using verified drug information databases and resources for their intervention. They would document any identified MRPs and categorize MRPs as severe if that particular MRP requires a prescriber communication form to be properly resolved. Subsequently, they would discuss their findings with an overseeing pharmacist preceptor, and then together they would discuss and consult the patient regarding the MRPs identified. For MRPs deemed severe, a communication form was faxed to the prescriber with the pharmacist's recommendation. A few days after the fax is sent, prescriber follow-up was conducted telephonically, and at least three attempts was made during this follow-up. This table contains the demographic information that was collected during the interventions. However, I want to highlight specific demographic characteristics of interest, the first being subsidy status. Approximately 30% of our beneficiaries during our outreach events had both Medicare and some sort of low income subsidy, such as Medicaid. So the 30% is actually higher than the national average, mainly because our outreach events targeted more underserved populations. In addition, our beneficiary population was relatively diverse. More than one-third of our beneficiaries were non-Caucasian, and about 20% of our interventions were conducted in a language other than English. Finally, I want to draw your attention to the medication use in our population. Here you can see the use stratified based on use, and the average number of prescription medications used in our population was 5.1. The average number of over-the-counter medications used was 3.3. So this slide addresses our first objective, which was to examine the frequency of medication-related problems. Over the course of the 3 years, 2,099 beneficiaries were assisted with MTM. Out of this population, 58% had at least one MRP. And of those with at least one MRP, 20% had at least one severe MRP, which, as I mentioned before, is defined as an MRP that required prescriber contact for appropriate resolution. Through prescriber follow-up, we received 216 prescriber responses. And of these responses, we determined that 86.1% of the severe MRPs were addressed through our intervention. So the following diagram actually contains three layers of information. However, I want to begin with the core, which is the MRP categories. I want to draw to your attention to safety because it was the most frequently occurring MRP category at 56%. Under this umbrella, we included MRPs such as adverse drug reactions, contraindicated drugs, as well as potentially inappropriate medications for the elderly. So I'll use this as an example as we progress into the other layers. The second layer of our diagram indicates what proportion of the MRPs in each category was severe or non-severe, designated by the S and NS respectively. So for example, under the safety umbrella, about 6% of the MRPs were severe and required prescriber contacts. The MRP, when looking at the other categories, the MRP category that required or that had the most severe MRPs was cost minimization at 25%. Moving to our last layer, this addresses our second objective, which was to identify or analyze prescriber response to our pharmacist recommendations. And each of these, this includes prescribers that did not respond at all to our recommendations, recommendations that were accepted, and recommendations that were rejected per category. So under the safety category, approximately 62% of our recommendations were accepted. And the remainder, either we didn't receive a response or the recommendation was rejected. The MRP category that received the most, percentage of acceptance was related to adherence at 71%. When looking at all the other categories, the acceptance rate ranged from the mid-50s to 60%. So to address our third objective was to identify significant predictors of severe MRPs, we use a logistic regression, which is essentially a funnel where we enter in various clinical and demographic variables listed on this table in to a sort of funnel, and it would funnel out significant predictors of this dependent variable, which was severe MRPs. After running this regression, subsidy status was identified as the only significant predictor of severe MRPs in our specific population. The R-squared for our particular model was 0.077, which indicates that about 7.7% of the variability was predicted with our model. So our findings has led us to conclude that the commonly used eligibility criteria for MTM may be inadequate to identify certain at-risk populations that might garner the most benefit from this service. And in addition, through our analysis of prescriber response, we can also say that interprofessional collaboration between pharmacists and prescribers is essential to optimize clinical outcomes, minimize MRPs, and reduce healthcare costs. However, there are certain gaps in communication that still exist between prescribers and pharmacists, since a proportion of our recommendations remained unanswered. So here are my references, and thank you for your attention. So, should I do questions now or after? So you're under the safety category. How would the prescriber respond to the issue?
I think if the responder, I think the responder is the Medicare beneficiaries, and so they got the recommendation from your findings. Said their service actually accepted.
Right.
So is the, I'm just wondering if the burden is on the beneficiary, or is it if you try to work with the provider to get the medication?
All right, so we try to work with the provider. So for example, if a safety issue such as a potentially inappropriate medication for that patient is identified, we would write our findings down on the form as well as our recommendation, and then fax it to the prescriber, and we'll do at least 3 follow-ups and contact the office and have a discussion with the prescriber as well. To get that resolved. But oftentimes, or not often, but a certain percentage of the prescribers never responded to us, or we weren't able to make contact with that particular prescriber to get the problem resolved. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.